also have a complimentary question. There was asked by my colleague, the U.S. Secretary of State, the spokesperson, had announced that the presence of Iran and the U.S. Regarding the Mr. Levinson situation, they have had telephone conversation. Is this right? Well, the news you're talking about. Well, regarding the situation of Iranian nationals in American jails and also prisoners elsewhere in the world, we have always protested against this, and we have followed the cases. And the conversation that you mentioned, you should also add these points. Now, you had the other question. Regarding the signing of that strategic agreement, well, we already announced our stance. I wanted to know, in order to preserve Iranian interests, has Kabul done anything? Well, we announced that the security pact signed between Afghanistan and the U.S., you know, it's within the internal issues of Afghanistan as relates to that. But for the long-term interests of Afghanistan, we don't find it to be in that direction. So definitely it will have some negative consequences in the region. So we're hopeful that the Afghan officials and other authorities in that country, when it comes to regional concerns and reservations, they will pay enough attention and of course, to signing of it, and then after that implementation, these concerns of the neighborly countries should also be considered. Some websites have talked about some undercover agreements within Iranian three Iranian islands to say that the agreements have been made. Do you approve of this or reject this? Have Iran's stances regarding those three islands changed in the new government? Well, like you mentioned, this is all just propaganda. We do not approve of this at all. The sovereignty and territorial integrity of Iran, this is not an issue that could be negotiable. There has been no change in the explicit and clear stances of the Islamic Republic of Iran. We have already announced this, and we are announcing it again. So this work that's being done by media, this is following their own targets, and they have a special design. So if they want to just deviate or just have kind of inculcate some kind of another interpretation that there have been any changes to suggest that there have been some changes in the stance of the Iranian government, you should be wise enough and reject such news, because this would simply hurt the public opinion and then the trust that exists in the Iranian government and the nation. So I would like to express again that Iran's sovereignty over the three Iranian islands are non-negotiable. The territorial integrity cannot be negotiated over. And the Islamic Republic of Iran has expressly and publicly announced its stances. And one more time, we stress that. I want to ask you regarding the kind of the shape of the negotiations after this delay, if the talks are going to be resumed again. Could you tell us if the continuation of the talks and the new meetings, would it be subject to the satisfactory results of the previous meeting, or based on a certain plan, the two sides will determine a certain date and time to resume the negotiations and keep with, go on with that? Now, if we have any specific timetable and to exactly specify the date of venue and et cetera, no, there is no such a thing. But what's clear is that in the course of 6 months, we'll have various talks at expert level. And during this period, negotiations at higher levels with the agreement of both sides based on the timetable that will be agreed upon will also be arranged and announced. So the talks between Dr. Araghchi and Ms. Ashton today, part of that also relates to the resumption of expert level meetings and also arranging higher level meetings by the two sides. Go ahead, please. Well, the EU had a statement yesterday, and they said that the Geneva Agreement, they favored it. And they had this new reading that's kind of ambiguous. And they have said, the European Union has said that implementation of its commitment is subject to implementation by Iran and the IAEA. I mean, there was this concern after the agreement was made that the steps should be balanced and reciprocal. And this is what is being expressly stipulated in the agreement. But unfortunately, the interpretation and readings, as you see on the part of P5+1, like the U.S. and the fact sheet and now the EU in its communique, it says that there are different shows there are different interpretations, and they are not based on the content of the agreement. So what will Iran do with all these the differing interpretations and readings? So what does Iran think about this? Because this the reading on the part of the EU is in contravention of Iranian interests. If Iran is going to take the first steps and then the IAEA approve of it, then this is time-consuming. And the EU and the U.S., they want to just remove the sanctions. So how is it going to be? Now, there's also this news that the spokesperson of the White House has announced regarding the conversation between Mr. Obama and Mr. Rouhani regarding Levinson. Did not say if there has been a conversation like this. And also, is this within that 15-minute conversation between Mr. Rouhani when he was coming back from New York, or it was made on another occasion? Well, no. As for your first question, before actually dealing with that part, let me just tell you, the negotiations are being conducted so that we come to an agreement. Now, the complexity and the toughness of the negotiations, this has been time and again announced by the negotiators. Now, when we have a difficult course ahead of us. Well, this means coming to an agreement or getting our ideas closer together is really a tough job. So we do anticipate that, this is a hard path. And this is because what you see is emerging, being emerged one after another. You know, when such things happen, it did not mean that we should question the whole thing. This should not be considered that way. So the toughness of the negotiations, the difficulty is that to get closer the ideas of both sides, the viewpoints, and by respecting each other's rights and standing on an equal footing and the principles that we have on our mind. Now we're going to the section that you just referred. This is part of the expert level meetings. The experts have touched upon various issues, one of them being the fact that the implementation schedule and what that should be like. Now, on the basis of the joint action plan, we expect that one certain day be specified. One day should be specified, we should agree upon, and on that very day, all the sides should start actually putting into practice what they have been committed to. So this is what our expert group has been following. Seems like based on that joint action, determination and specification of a certain day to start taking action is the major part of the work that should be done. Hopefully we will come to an understanding. And the concerns that exist in various fronts, hopefully, will be removed. Now, as for your second question, in the first place, President Rouhani and Obama, there has been one phone conversation, so you should not generalize it to other issues. There has been one certain conversation. Americans have announced this. Well, Iranian officials have also announced Iran's concern regarding Iranians jailed in the U.S. and also Iranian nationals elsewhere who are based on the laws by America are being held in prisons elsewhere in the world. So Iranian authorities have expressed these concerns to the other side. Please go ahead. John Kerry recently had a visit to the occupied territories in order to advance the compromise talks. Also, there have been a proposal that he has offered. In that way, Palestine will be kind of under custodianship of Jordan and the Zionist regime. And some Palestinian officials said that the insistence on the part of the U.S. officials for conclusion of such meetings under the status quo is actually kind of they're using the Geneva deal with Iran to kind of try to make a serious compromise with Israel, if you can tell us the foreign ministry's stance. Now, there are different interpretations regarding the various developments unfolding in various parts of the world. Well, this is what individuals and the media, well, they're free to have their own interpretations, but what's for certain is that, and we have also announced that when it comes to Palestine, Iran's stances are absolutely clear. We want the formation of an independent Palestinian state and the demand and the will of the Palestinian people to have the rights. We've always supported that. At the same time, the vigilance of the part of Palestinian groups, the Palestinian people, regarding any talks, because the rights of the Palestinians need to be preserved. We also stress this, and we hope that through the vigilance of the Palestinian groups and their awareness and with the backing of the Islamic community, especially that of the regional nations, no Palestinian rights will be infringed. At the same time, these interpretations are totally unfounded. The issue of Palestine is a major issue in the Islamic world. Until realization of the undeniable rights of Palestinians and the shaping up of an independent Palestinian state, this issue will go on. And the Islamic Republic of Iran, on its own part, have always tried its best and will do so in that direction. So we want to make different interpretations and readings, but they're baseless. So this Geneva deal and connecting it and linking it to other issues, we have seen it elsewhere. But the media, also when it comes to other issues in the region, they try to kind of attribute this and kind of relate that to the Geneva deal. So linking these issues with the Geneva agreement, this is only some media work so that the course of the Geneva deal is kind of harmed, and also to make Iran's situation in the region, you know, kind of shaky. So on the vigilance, they will of the regional nations, they won't get anywhere.
Okay, you've been watching the weekly press conference out of the Foreign Ministry's office here in Tehran with spokeswoman Marzi Afkham. A range of subjects covered. One of the main ones was talking about terrorism and its threat not only to individual states but to the region and to the international community as a whole. This came about talking about actually the bombings that have been taking place in Iraq, the bombings that have been taking place, of course, in Lebanon, in Syria, in various parts of the world, and saying that this is going to take an international effort. And, of course, that Iran condemns all terrorism and terrorist acts. Conversation between U.S. Secretary of State Kerry and Foreign Minister, Iranian Foreign Minister Zarif was also talked about. They had a phone conversation and touched on exactly what was talked about. It was in line with the nuclear deal out of Geneva, but no specifics were really given. Also was mentioned about the missing American Robert Levinson that international media is reporting that he was taken in Iran on Kish Island, and the foreign ministry is saying that this individual is not in Iran. Also talked about various aspects of the Geneva nuclear deal and saying that now the expert group is going to be, again, working on the situation and that it is not an easy road to go, but they have to be vigilant and that this is the way, the only way that this can work out. And basically said, reiterating that Iran, of course, will not back down on its rights. Also touched on some reports of saying that the three islands in the Persian Gulf, Greater Tomsk, Lesser Tomsk, and Abu Musa, that there were some reports that this new government, the Iranian government, had changed the stance of Iran. And she said never would that happen and that Iran's sovereignty is non-negotiable. Well, that has been a slight summary of Ms. Afkam's press conference today. Thank you so much for staying with us at Press TV.